Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Welcome to part number two of what is certainly one of the most significant and one of the most challenging road trips the Hounds have faced in recent seasons. Started with a six-game series against the North Division leading Springfield Cardinals, the Rockhounds dropped the last two, including a crazy game on Sunday, but the Hounds won the series with the Cardinals 4-2. Again, it's the old cliche. If you had told Gregorio Petit before boarding the bus and leaving the Permian Basin that you would take 4 out of 6 from Springfield, well, you take that in an absolute heartbeat, and that's what the Rockhounds did. They won the first 4 and dropped the last 2 of that series. Meanwhile, Frisco just a half game behind the Rockhounds in the Texas League South. These two clubs have the best two records in the league. By the way, Springfield is third. So there are so many instances, statistically and otherwise, the Rockhounds are facing, and I'll put it this way, Hounds are one of the top three teams, and they are facing the other two of the top three in the league on this road trip. The Hounds come in 25-14, and Frisco 24-14. And we said a couple of times, but just to reiterate, that half game will go away at some point. Frisco has a makeup game with the San Antonio Missions coming up. That was a game that was rained out here. They'll make it up in the Alamo City. The Hounds again, Hounds, Rough Riders, and Springfield, top three records in the league. So that'll tell you how challenging this road trip certainly could be. The Hounds rank second in Texas League baseball and second in all of AA, in fact, hitting .263 as a team. And Springfield, by the way, leads the way. They're at .268, so that challenge against Springfield, a really strong offensive club. Rockhounds come into this game still leading the league with a 3.63 earned run average. Frisco kind of in the middle of the pack all across the board, but they have been really solid and been dominant in their games with the South Division. They're 20-9 within the South are the Rough Riders. Again, they come in a half game back with a six-game series set here. We'll play, of course, this morning and then evening games the rest of the way, including Sunday evening, to wrap up the series and wrap up this homestand. This afternoon, late morning, early afternoon, this is game 40 of the season. And, I mean, it is something how it gets past that halfway mark and on. And here's a little sidebar for you. These teams meet only one time here in Frisco this season. This is the only visit the Hounds will make to a division rival. Schedule makers need to review that a little bit. But the teams do meet at Momentum Bank Ballpark. In late June, it will be the final six games of the first half. So, boy, you don't know how things will shake out. But right now, the Hounds and Frisco are 6 games at least clear of the rest of the division. A lot of things can change. You and I know that from a long time on this road. But right now, these are clearly the top two in the South. So when the Rockhounds pack the bags and board the bus to head home at long last on Sunday, what will the standings board look like? Should be interesting. A couple of notes, by the way. Cooper Bowman, and I'm knocking on wood, enters this game with a 16-game hit streak. And I don't think I mentioned this as often as we should have. He now leads the Texas League 19 stolen bases in 19 attempts to go with that 16-game hit streak. Other side of the coin, Frisco has the league's number two hitter. Josh Hatcher comes into this game hitting .343. He's also among the league's best run producers. He has 25 runs batted in. And the man on the mound this morning for Frisco is Josh Steven. He's a top 20 prospect for the Texas Rangers. Interesting background. We'll share it with you. Josh Steven will get the start for Frisco. Meantime, left-hander James Gonzalez will go to the mound for the Rockhounds. Makes his third double-A start. He opened the year with Advanced Single-A Lansing, the lug nuts of the Midwest League. And there was very, very good. He was 1-0 with 3 ERA. It's been a little bit of a tougher road here, but remember, only 2 starts under his belt for the left-hander for the Rockhounds. So James Gonzalez for the Hounds and Josh Steven for the Rough Riders here in the first of this six-game series. It is, by the way, an education day is what they are calling it. So the huge choir downstairs to sing our Star Spangled Banner. See if we can take it downstairs. There's no microphone on them, I don't believe. Let's see if we can get the anthem. I think the fireworks were a little bit more audible than anything else, but there's your national no microphone on the kiddos downstairs, but so it goes. It's a good bunch, too. Very, very good bunch. One other factor here today, the wind is strong, and it is blowing outward. It's a little stronger than we normally see in Frisco, at least if my memory serves, and that's a scary proposition right there. But again, about 17 miles an hour of wind gusting higher on occasion. It is blowing almost straight out, so that will certainly add to the challenge here this morning, soon to be afternoon. First of a six-game set, and a big one it is. Kick back, relax, my friends. Thanks for coming on board this morning. Going to take you out to the ball game from Frisco. Rough Riders and Rock Hounds are next.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. This Rock Hounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And that first pitch will come with 83 degrees, a bit of humidity, so the heat index is at 88. And again, that wind, we will see what will unfold here, but those flags sit on top of the big, tall, green batter's eye and straight away center field. Man, I mean, they are blowing straight out. Big bank of dark green trees surrounds most of this ballpark. Man, things have changed since they opened this yard in, 2004. But those trees beyond the ballpark are really whipping in the breeze as well. So wind is going to be kind of West Texas style, I guess you could say, here this morning as the Hounds and Riders get set. Right-hander Josh Steven on the mound, as mentioned, makes his fifth start since joining the Rough Riders. Cooper Bowman will lead it off for the Rock Hounds. He's the second baseman. Cooper at 248, and we'll talk about that over the course of this game, but that's a fairly remarkable 248. Again, he was in the 160s not that long ago. Cooper steps in, taps the dish from Riders Field in the Metroplex. Here's Josh Steven, here's Coop, and here's the first pitch of this game, and it's sent high in the air, a pop-up foul territory, third base side. Corey Freeman is there, and he'll glove it. One pitch, one swing, one pop, and one man down. So Cooper liked the looks of the first pitch he sees and fouls out to the third baseman, Freeman. Jack Winkler in the two spot. He's the shortstop. Jack at 273 coming in. A home run, 22 driven in. Colby Thomas back in his familiar three spot in left field. Colby waiting on deck. Steven with a pitch. And that's down and in for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Shane McGuire, the first baseman, will bat cleanup. Shane at first in the four spot. Stevens pitch up and in for ball two. 2-0 the count. Daniel Susak will bat fifth behind the plate. Susak the catcher. Brennan Malone in the sixth spot at third base. Brennan Malone at third. Steven with a 2-0. That'll miss outside. That's ball three. Three balls and no strikes. Jason Rosario, designated hitter, batting seventh. Jason, the DH. And Steven with a quick set and pitch, and that'll find the heart of the plate for a called strike. It's 3-1. Denzel Clark, boy, we've been saying it for a while. Center field, batting eighth and playing the eighth spot. Denzel in center. And Caden Trinkle in right field rounds it out. Caden in right. And a swing and a miss on the 3-1, and Winkler comes up empty, so the 3-0 count now, 3-2. Nobody on, one man down, top of the first. Set and pitch, swung on in high in the air, straightaway center field. Coming on is Mateo, and he is there. Daniel Mateo with the catch, two down. And good big bunch of kiddos. They're paying attention. They clapped on the right as that ball settled into Mateo's glove. It's two away for Colby Thomas. So it's Bowman, Winkler, and Thomas up top. McGuire, Susak, and Malone in the middle. And Rosario, Clark, and Trinkle rounded out for the Hounds. Josh Steven has the sign, comes set at the belt. Leg kick and pitch. Bends over the plate for a called strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Colby, 276, 10 home runs, leads the team, top five in the league. Set and pitch by Steven. Swung on, high fly ball, right field, looks playable for Aaron Zavala. Let's see, he is there. Yep, he'll make a catch in right center field. So the Rockhounds go quietly, three balls, all of them airborne, and all of them settle into gloves. So it is a three-up, three-down inning. Part two of this road trip is officially underway. After a half inning in Frisco, it's the Rockhounds nothing, and against left-hander James Gonzalez, the Rough Riders coming to bat.
Is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable one, two, and three-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Last of the first in Frisco, and it's Kellen Strom to lead it off. He's the left fielder. Familiar names on this club. This was at the ball club a year ago. Right-handed hitter stands in. James Gonzalez to face him. First pitch sails high and away from the lefty for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Kellen Strom, the leadoff batter at 289. Straight away in the box. Hands just above the shoulders. Rocks that bat a little as he waits. Pitch from Gonzalez. Low and in. Ball two. Liam Hicks will follow. He's the catcher. Hicks behind the plate. Aaron Zavala batting third in right field. Zavala is in right. Corey Freeman, third baseman, batting cleanup. Freeman at third base. Gonzalez pitching up. That's going to miss. That's ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Josh Hatcher, mentioned him a moment ago, 343 average. First baseman batting fifth, Josh Hatcher. Abimelech Ortiz is the DH batting sixth. Ortiz the designated hitter. Pitch by Gonzalez is a strike. Count goes 3-1. Caber Rodriguez at second base batting seventh. Rodriguez at second. Franmier Chavez, the shortstop, batting eighth. Chavez is at short. And Daniel Mateo in center field batting ninth. Mateo rounds out the Frisco order in center. 3-1 to Strom. Set by Gonzalez at the letters. James with a pitch. Not high and away. Ball four. So leadoff man is on board. Strom is an interesting leadoff hitter. He's playing in his 36th game. Does not have a stolen base nor an attempt, which is unusual at the top of the order. Boy, a contrast there. Of course, Cooper Bowman for the Rockhounds, 19 out of 19. But Strom, again, very solid, and he's on base. Here's Liam Hicks, left-handed hitting catcher at 242. Gonzalez is a lefty. And a bunt attempt pushed foul by Hicks. Will foul out of play, 0-1. Strom, Hicks, and Zavala up top. Freeman, Hatcher, and Ortiz in the middle of the order. And Rodriguez, Chavez, and Mateo rounded out for Frisco. Hicks ready to go. Cheating in at third is Brennan Malone. Infield shading him to pull. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball away. And it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. And very familiar for a left-handed hitter. And Malone now will back off and basically play shortstop. You've seen this alignment. Third baseman sliding over to short. Second baseman, or shortstop rather. Jack Winkler playing toward the bag. Not drastically so, but he's shading very, very solidly toward the middle. Long set by Gonzalez. 0-2 the count. Now James with the pitch. Swung on and ripped to first, and that's going to be a line drive. Three unassisted double play. Well, that is a break, certainly, for James Rodriguez and the Rockhounds. Excuse me, James Gonzalez, I apologize to you. That is a line drive off the bat of Hicks. That was a shot, and with a man on at first base, Shane McGuire was playing near the bag. So it turns into a three unassisted double play. The walk is wiped away on a line drive, and here's Aaron Zavala. Takes a good breaking pitch for a strike. It's 0-1. Well, if you believe in omens, I think that's a good one, because that ball was tattooed. Zavala, 252, takes well off the outside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. Couple of home runs and 21 driven in. Bases empty, two down. On a walk and a line drive double play. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Good breaking ball away. 1-2. Really had Zavala chasing. Corey Freeman would be next here in the bottom half of the first inning. Man, ballpark not packed, but there are a whole big bunch of kids. They're both down both first and third base lines, I should say. Stretch and pitch, and that's up high for a ball, and it's 2-2. And pretty much, I guess, grown-ups behind home plate, kind of anyway. But a good bunch on hand here this Tuesday morning, soon to be afternoon. Stretch and pitch by Gonzalez. Swing and a miss, and he got him. James comes back and strikes out Aaron Zavala. So he gets a good break and takes advantage of it. It's no runs or hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Well, this series is a big one, and these are fun. This road trip is always significant, to say the least. And this is the start of the second half of it. After one in Frisco, Rockhounds and Rough Riders, no score.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
We have played one inning of baseball, so let's welcome you aboard this morning. Rockhounds Radio from Frisco, Texas. Bob Hartz at the ballpark. A pleasure to be with you. Hope that your Tuesday morning, almost afternoon, is going very well. Thanks for spending part of it with us. Hounds and the Riders here through Sunday. The next four games will all be evening games. Next five, forgive me, all evening games. It was wishful thinking that we will play during the evening as well on Sunday, so 6:35 the next couple of evenings. Hounds are next home 1 week from today. This is the only two-week road trip for the Hounds, and upcoming the only back-to-back six-game series, a two-week homestand coming up. Corpus Christi Hooks will make their return to the ballpark. Second and final visit of the year. Love that schedule. And the San Antonio Missions will follow. Really good stuff. A couple of two-for-one Tuesdays, a couple of thirsty Thursdays. Got a bucket hat night coming up. Love the bucket hats. A couple of fireworks nights and a couple of Copa nights with the Midland Amigos. All coming up beginning 1 week from today. To the second we go. Shane McGuire steps in, takes a strike from Josh Steven, and it's 0-1. Shane, then Daniel Susak, and Brennan Malone in the second. Left-handed hitter, and the Riders, a very similar shift that the Hounds use against lefties. Pitch down low and away, 1-1. Shortstop Chavez shading solidly toward the bag. The third baseman is Cody Freeman, and he's just a couple of steps behind the bag. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-1 to Shane McGuire. And again, first base, my goodness, that's almost a no-doubles defense. The second baseman is Rodriguez. He's really closer to first than second. Here's a fly ball in the left field corner. Got a chance. Is it there? Is it foul? It is a foul ball. It bounces just out of our line of sight. So 2-2 the count to Shane McGuire. Defensively, Kellen Strom is in left field. Daniel Mateo is in center. Aaron Zavala is in right. Cody Freeman at third base. Bring your Chavez at short. Pitch drops down and in to Shane. Full count, 3-2. Second baseman is Kaber Rodriguez. First baseman, Josh Hatcher. Liam Hicks behind the plate. Count is full to the Hounds' first baseman, and he asks for time. Shane, 259. Couple of home runs, 14 driven in. Largely a catcher by trade, first base in this one. Takes a called third strike. He thought he had a walk, and he's usually got a pretty good idea of the zone, but he's called out for a strikeout for Josh Steven. One up, one down. And the batter will be Daniel Susat. Might get a replay on that, but apparently no. Got a couple of video screens here. I have no idea what to look at. One of them is one of those little 16 different looks on one screen. Susak takes down and away for a ball. Does Daniel, one ball, no strikes. 230 batting average, and much like Cooper Bowman's 248, you look at the average and it doesn't jump off the page at you, but that has really come up in the last, 3 weeks or so. Daniel takes, that's a called strike, and it's 1-1. Susak, over his last 16 games, has hits in 13 of them, 275. And you take that for the rest of the year. Pitch drops down low for a ball. It's 2-1. No score, top of the second inning. Infield really shades him to pull with the second baseman, Rodriguez, well toward the bag. And a line drive into right center field. That's a base hit. Really soft line drive. It'll barely get to the right fielder. Susak really reached for that. See if I can find which of the 16 screens might have a replay for us on that. Looked like maybe middle out. And Susak, just a soft line drive into right, but a good piece of hitting, and extends the hit streak to 7 games with that base hit to right field. Well, the Hounds have the game's first base hit, one on and one out for Brennan Malone. One set by Steven. Ground ball to third on two hops. They go to second base for one. The relay, they're going to get it. That's a double play around the horn. Inning is over. Chopper to third base. That was nicely handled. Freeman with a, had to charge that a little bit. The ball wasn't hit real hard, but it was handled nicely at third base. And they go around the horn, and the inning comes to an end. No runs on the base hit, but that is quickly wiped away. So to the bottom half of the second inning we go. Rock Hounds nothing. Frisco nothing.
Synergy Cinnamon Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live. the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
In the last half of the second inning, we may have a change for the Rockhounds here. Looks like perhaps we do. Yeah, Brennan Malone is heading toward the clubhouse. So Malone out of this ball game. See who's. Slide over to third base in this ball game for the Rockhounds. Double check the changes for you. Brennan just bounced into a double play. Not that I'm necessarily looking and watching him as he crossed the bag, but we hope that is short term. But he's walked toward the clubhouse. It's a long walk, by the way. Cody Freeman takes a high strike, 0-1 from James Gonzalez. And I don't know that Saheed Valenzuela is available today, so see the Hounds will align now with Malone out of the ballgame. He's swinging. That ball is hit to deep center field. That's high, deep up, and that ball's going to find the base of the wall. Freeman drives one about 410 feet. Base of the wall. This to the right of straightaway center. So Cody Freeman, a leadoff double. And the Riders in business with their first hit, second base runner. Cody Freeman, guy with some pop, has five home runs. Boy, he drove that. It's 409 to straightaway center. Now, remember, the wind is really helping today. Blowing out at anywhere from 15 to 21 miles an hour. And that, I'm sure, helped a little bit, but that ball was really well hit. So one on with nobody down. Something got loose down the third baseline. They will have to track down. Runner in scoring position. Nobody out. The batter is Josh Hatcher, 343, second leading hitter in the league. Takes a called strike on the outside corner. Hatcher, left-handed hitter, four home runs. He has 25 driven in. He's been very productive. Stretch and pitch, and that'll sail up high for a ball, one ball and one strike. Well, some good news. Saheed Valenzuela is in the game. He has taken over for Brendan Malone. He moves to second. Cooper Bowman slides to third. Pitch swung on and missed. Boy, chased one down away. Hatcher really fooled by that pitch. It's 1-2. So Cooper moves to third base here in the bottom of the second inning. Saheed will replace Brennan Malone in the lineup. And he will bat in the sixth spot. So he turned an ankle the other day in Springfield, but apparently okay and good to go. Swing, pop, foul. That'll get into the seats. Third base side, still 1-2 to Josh Hatcher. Well, the Hounds already having a late lineup change. Junior Perez with a scratch. Jason Rosario took his spot. Now Brendan Malone comes out. Guy has been playing really well. 1-2 to Hatcher. Down and away. Good block by Daniel Susak behind the plate. 2-2. This is an absolutely tiny thing. It doesn't mean much at all, especially just more concerned with Brennan's well-being, but he goes 0-for-1, and with that, a 10-game on-base streak goes by the boards. Jack Winkler had an even tougher deal on Sunday. We'll tell you about that next time he comes to the dish. 2-2 to Hatcher, one on and nobody down. Freeman off second base, pitch down and away, and that's ball 3-2. Abimelech Ortiz waiting on deck. No score, but the Riders threatening here in inning number two. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Runner is going, pitch is taken, swing and a miss, throw down to third, not going to be in time. Hatcher got a great jump, and he's at third with one man down. Freeman got the great jump, Hatcher out on strikes. Corey Freeman has five steals in as many attempts, swinging strike three, so Hatcher is out, but a runner at third. And we'll see how Gregorio Petit wants to play this with a runner at third, one away early in the game. Batter is Abimelech Ortiz. Infield stays back. Freeman the leadoff third. Lefty-lefty matchup again. Pitch swung on, and that's a bouncing ball out to first base. Pitcher to cover, but the run will score. So 3-1 as Ortiz hit a little soft bouncer toward first. Shane McGuire with the play, but that'll be an RBI bounce out for Ortiz. Now, the kids didn't realize that, of course, but the scoreboard in huge letters say, Riders score. And then the kids reacted. So on the ground out, it's really, boy, that's a Cody Freeman run start to finish. A double to center, stole third, scores on a ground out, 1-0 Frisco. Here's Caber Rodriguez. Second baseman takes a breaking pitch strike for an 0-1 count. James Gonzalez, third start since coming up to the Hounds from Lansing. Lefty is set at the letters. Rodriguez waits. Pitch is high and tight for a ball. 1-1. Again, numbers have been very much different since coming up. Adjusting his third start. There's always a period, usually a period of adjustment. Swinging a looper down the left field side. That's going to drop for a base hit. Boy, reached out and pulled that into the left field corner. Coming for two, Kobe Thomas will throw to the cutoff man, Jack Winkler. And a two-out double for Rodriguez into the left field corner. Really looked like he reached for that a little bit. And then he yanked it all the way down toward that corner at 330 or so feet. We've got about 18 camera angles, and not one of them was really good to see where that pitch was, but it looks like he reached for it a little bit but yanked it. For James Gonzalez, one of the biggest differences, he was right at a hit per inning with Lansing. 22 hits in 21 innings, but he's given up 15 hits and 9 1/3 coming in. Opposition hitting 357 against him. Small sample size, remember. Pitch high and away to Freymier Chavez. Switch hitting shortstop, batting from the right side. One on and two men down. And the Riders for the game's first run. Pitch from Gonzalez, grounder out to short, two hops to Jack Winkler. Makes the play and the throw, and the inning will come to an end. But Frisco, they have a couple of base hits in the inning, but it was really just Cody Freeman who really generated that run almost all by himself. So we have played two. And the Riders have the lead. It's Frisco 1 and the Rock Hounds nothing to the top of the third.
No, you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition.
and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the third and the bottom third of the order for the Rockhounds. Jason Rosario leads it off. First pitch swing and a foul straight back. It's 0-1 to Jason, left-handed hitter. Riders with the early 1-0 advantage in this game. They put on what I guess we would nowadays call as a shift. All legally so, of course. Pitch down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Shortstop Chavez well toward the bag. The third baseman, Cody Freeman, is onto the edge of the grass at third base. With that right side really playing him to pull, Jason takes high for a ball, 2-1. Rosario at... Oops, I'm going to correct myself here. I want to make sure I give you the right numbers. Yeah, 282. That doesn't sound right. Which will miscount goes up, check, called strike. Forgive me, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Rosario, late addition to the lineup, I apologize. Swing a little looper, got a chance over the glove of the shortstop Chavez into left center field for a base hit. So Jason Rosario now has reached base in 12 straight games. He has a little five-game hit streak going. Does Rosario, good swing of the bat there. Soft liner into left center. Rockhounds have one on, nobody down for Denzel. Started to give you the wrong numbers. Jason Rosario was a very late addition to the lineup. Junior Perez was a late scratch. So I didn't have Jason's numbers right in front of me on the card, as we usually do. Denzel, right-handed hitter. One on, nobody down. Rosario takes the lead. Pitch to Denzel is inside for a ball, 1-0. Josh Steven making his fifth appearance of this season. 16 and a third innings coming in. 22 base hits. Opposition hitting .338 against him. 8 walks, 15 strikeouts. So the whip is also high. Good backup pitch here for a strike. It's 1-1. And a very talented kid out of South Grand Prairie, Texas. Was going to go to Stephen F. Austin, but signed with the Rangers during the COVID year. Backup pitch will miss inside. It's 2-1. So really decided that while it was not as lucrative, again, with the restrictions during that shortened season, draft was a little different. But decided he wanted to start his pro career, and he is now a top 20 prospect for the Rangers. One man on and nobody down here in the top of inning number three. A 2-1 count to Denzel. 1-0 Riders. Pitch, a swing and a miss. Chase went a little bit down and away, did Denzel, and the count goes even now at 2-2. Caden Trinkle on deck. Steven from the belt, and then time call, I think, by Denzel. Yep, at home plate, so Denzel Clark asking for time. Stretch by the right-hander, short lead for Jason Rosario. Long set this time, pitch to the plate, up high for a ball. And seeing guys do that from time to time, again, getting more comfortable with utilizing the pitch clock. Still time, very definitely have still the chance to vary pace of delivery, and Steven did that right there. Now comes set, runner goes, pitch is swung, and taken down and away, and that's ball four, and base on balls for Denzel. Down to second goes Rosario. Jason got a pretty good jump. I don't know that they would have gotten him, but Hounds have a couple of men on now, nobody down. Here's Caden. Left-handed hitter, he's the right fielder. 214, no home runs, and 6 driven in. So Rosario at second, Clark at first, cheating all the way onto the infield grass, and going by a good solid step is Cody Freeman at third base. Ah, pitch clock violation. So one ball and no strikes to count. Is Trinkle bunting here? He is not. Takes backdoor, called strike, one and one. Well, that's a great pitch by Steven. Backdoor, and I mean, it just got there. Oh, my, that, oh, the, I beg your pardon, pitch clock violation was on Caden. It's 0-2. Runners their leads, pitch to Trinkle, swing, sends a fly ball in the shallow center, and Mateo makes the running catch, throws behind the runner, not in time. Throw gets by, but it'll be backed up. So a little fly ball to center field, handled nicely by Mateo. That ball was not hit very hard. The wind might actually have helped a little bit there because Mateo made that catch down around knee high or so on his way in toward the infield. So that ball probably carries an extra, 5-10 feet in this wind. Caden retired. Now here's Cooper Bowman, two on and one man down. Cooper popped out on the game's first pitch. Right-handed hitter takes down the middle, called strike from Steven, 0-1. Cooper, 6 home runs. He leads the Rockhounds with 29 driven in. Cody Thomas right behind him at 28, both among the top 6 in the Texas League in ribbies. Rosario off second, Clark off first. One man down, 1-0 Frisco. Pitch swung on, punch through on the right side of base hit for Cooper. That's a soft line drive, going to send the runner home, and there will be no throw. There'll be a throw to third, but it's going to be wide, and Denzel advances, and moving up on the throw is Cooper Bowman. Cooper with his 30th RBI this season extends his hit streak to 17 games and ties it up. Denzel with a good hustle comes all the way around to third base. Cooper will advance to second. Now, I don't know if that'll be on the throw itself or if they're going to say the ball got away. I do believe that will be a throwing error, and that's going to bring a corporate visit to the mound with the battery and the infield. So the Hounds tie it up, and boy, Cooper taking care of a couple of things right there. 30th run batted in to lead the team. 17-game hit streak. Is now on at second base. Let's see if they have that in the book yet officially. Looks like that'll be a throwing error. The run, of course, is earned. The error would not affect that. That'll be coming up in our next between innings break as we rotate through the chapters in our audio book of franchise history. We'll start, boy, just the greatest stretch. Well, one of the two greatest in Texas League history. Talking about edition number one of the four-peat during our commercial timeout. So it is second and third. And we have not credited the error, at least not in the game summary just yet. Know that there's an error on that play. They put one on the board. The pitch is a called strike to Jack Winkler, 0-1, second and third. So I'm guessing the error will be on Aaron Zavala. It's not listed in the summary, but it is on the scoreboard. Second and third, Jack Waits. Pitch to Winkler, fouled back, count is 0-2. Real quick, Jack replaced Saeed Valenzuela on Sunday afternoon after Saeed turned an ankle. So Jack came on in the eighth inning defensively, came to the plate once, grounded out, and with that, in one at-bat, lost a 17-game on-base streak. 0-2 to Winkler, second and third, a one-all tie. Takes down and away for a ball, one ball and two strikes. Jack, including this ball game, he's 0-1 in this one. 0-13 in his last four games in 1AB. We'd love to break that right here and break the tie. Pitch to Winkler, ground ball, and he does down the left field line. That is a shot that's going to score a pair. Winkler will hold at first with a two-run single. Hounds lead 3-1. You know, Jack Winkler may have lost that on-base streak the other day, but he comes up with a big swing of the bat there, drives home a pair. Rockhounds lead it 3-1. Jack's 23rd and 24th runs driven in on the season. And the batter will be Colby Thomas, one man on and one man out and three runs in. Colby, that open stance, flew out to right field his first time up. Stretch and pitch, swings and sends a high drive that is not coming back. That is high, deep, and out of here by a mile and a half. Sidewalk souvenir, Colby Thomas. 11th of the year, he launched it out of here. And as he touches that dish, young man, that's RBI number 30 for Colby. Oh, that ball was absolutely scorched. Two-run home run. Colby Thomas hounds it, put a five spot on the board. Four runs on four hits in this inning, plus the walk. Five runs on four hits, forgive me. Swinging strike, Shane McGuire. Count goes 0-1. The Hounds lead all of AA baseball in runs scored, and they've scored a handful here in the third to take a 5-1 advantage. Backdoor pitch is a good one, called strike 0-2. Colby, a little five-game hit streak, but boy, more than that, 11th home run. RBI is 29 and 30. Joins Cooper Bowman to that 30 RBI mark. Pitch low and outside, ball 1 to Shane, 1-2. Boy, that is one of those swings of the bat where, I mean, the instant it touched the bat, it was gone. Swinging a pop foul out of play down below us. Now, the wind is blowing out, so I'm sure that added a bit of distance to however far he hit that. But they've got a big, tall home run terrace, which is a covered terrace with an A-frame roof on it right down the left field line. About 90 feet wide. Swing fly ball in the very shallow left. Might not even get onto the grass. Third baseman Freeman will tuck that away. About a stride onto the grass. And Shane McGuire pops out. Two men down for Daniel Susak. But, I mean, that ball cleared the home run terrace, and it did so easily. Well, Colby Thomas remained just one of the really electrifying players, and the way he plays is just flat-out full-tilt boogie. He reminds me, as a player, and I mean it as a great compliment, of a guy from, 25 years ago now with the Hounds, swinging a foul back by Daniel 0-1. Reminds me of Eric Burns, who had a very good big league career. He's one of those guys that is absolute, that ignition switch is always on. 0-1 count to Daniel. Bases empty, two down. Five-run third inning for the Hounds. Turns into it. They will appeal. He might have gone. Yep, he did. It's 0-2. Daniel, a base hit his first time up. Extends a hit streak to seven. Hasn't hit for a lot of power yet. When he has, it's been pretty notable. Swing and a miss. He was fooled on that one, so he is out on strikes, and the inning will come to an end. Three-pitch whiff. But not before the Rockhounds put a five spot on the board in the top half of the third inning. So the Hounds, a little Rockhounds bolt of lightning, and after 2.5, Hounds 5, Frisco 1.
We've told you that only two teams in the Texas League's 136-year history have won four or more consecutive championships. Nearly a century after Fort Worth rattled off six in a row, the Rockhounds won four straight beginning in 2014. In that season, the Hounds and Frisco had the league's top two records, and the Rough Riders won the opener in the division playoffs before the Rockhounds stormed back to win three straight to capture the series. A tremendous five-game set with the Tulsa Drillers was capped when Nate Long combined with four relievers in a 5-0 shutout to clinch the Texas League title. Dusty Coleman and Connor Crumbliss both homered in that game, each playing for the final time in a Rockhounds uniform, a very fitting final chapter for two outstanding players and terrific people. A twist of fate opened the door for the player who would become the playoff MVP. when an injury sidelined third baseman Jeffrey Marte in the final 3 days of the season, the A's brought a first-year pro named Matt Chapman to the Rockdowns. Chappie had been drafted in June of that year and played for single-A Beloit. The Snappers' season was over, so Matt was assigned to the Hounds. He joined the club on the final day of the regular season and went 0-3. He then led the Rockhounds to the Texas League title in the playoffs with his bat and glove. That glove, of course, turned both gold and platinum in the major leagues, and Chappie remains one of the finest defenders in the game.
Boy, little twists of fate. You never know when something's going to look like bad news and turn into great news. Didn't know much about Matt Chapman at that time, except he, of course, a very high draft choice. He was a top first-round draft pick of the A's, but didn't know much about him. He hadn't played very much, but had our first look at a terrific player, a really good guy. We go to the bottom of the third inning, and a called strike from James Gonzalez, Daniel Mateo, bottom of the order, then Kellen Strom and Liam Hicks back up top. Pitch from Gonzalez, breaking ball, pop foul straight back out of play, 0-2. Well, for James Gonzalez, this is a very big inning. Hounds put a 5 spot on the board after the Riders put the first run up in this ball game and the Cody Freeman double steal and a ground out. 0-2 count to Mateo. Gonzalez set, delivers, and bounces up there, and the count goes 1-2. His numbers are really a reflection of, again, the difficult step up from single A to double A, toughest single step you make in a pro career. He walked only 2 batters in Lansing against 23 strikeouts. And the opposition hit 268 against him. A swing and a miss, and boy, this time comes back with an off-speed pitch, and Mateo waves at it. Called third strike. Third strikeout here, so 3 strikeouts, 1 walk in this game. So including this contest, that's 10 strikeouts, 5 walks. But again, 23 strikeouts and 2 walks at Lansing. Again, getting guys, getting that final piece to the puzzle to get guys out is simply tougher at this level. You know that. Pitch down and in for a ball to Kellen Strom. Drew a walk to lead off the bottom of the first inning. Kellen Strom at 289 coming into the game, so he is obviously still right there. Stretch and pitch by Gonzalez, line towards short glove by Winkler, moving to his right. Boy, a line drive about letter high. It's a couple of really hard outs in this game, and one of them, remember, turned into a 3 unassisted double play. But the goal here for James Gonzalez is very, well, it's simply stated, and not so simply accomplished. You want to get to that dugout with a score exactly what it is right now, 5-1. Here's Liam Hicks, and he lined into that double play his first time. Takes on the outside corner just wide. 1 ball, no strikes. Took an 0-2 pitch and absolutely ladled it at third to right at first base, but Shane McGuire made the play and doubled off Kellen Strom. Gonzalez bends one over the heart of the plate, breaking ball for a strike. It's 1-1. And playing under a dome of gray, not one shadow to be found, no direct sunlight. We get some nasty weather before this day is over, we are told. Stretch and pitch outside for a ball. It's 2-1. That, of course, from the folks who study such things, meteorology, a word I can barely say for no apparent reason. We have some severe weather and thunderstorms later, hopefully not during the game. Pitch down the middle, just low, ball 3-1. Liam Hicks is a catcher, and he has a very good eye. He has walked 18 times against 17 strikeouts. 242 batting average coming in. Hounds in that familiar setup against the left-handed hitter, and the lines one into right center field. That's going to sink and drop for a base hit. Denzel over to cut it off. Hicks will give a look through a hold at first base. Boy, that's another hard hit ball. Line drive right center field. So one on and two down for Aaron Zavala. Third base hit for the Rough Riders. Zavala struck out swinging in the first inning. Aaron, left-handed hitter, 252. A couple of home runs. He's driven in 21. James Gonzalez comes set, looks at the runner, comes to the plate, fires a fastball, but it's down and away for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Last of the third. Pounds with an explosion in the top half of the inning. RBI single Cooper Bowman, two-run single for Jack Winkler, two-run home run Colby Thomas in succession. Set by Gonzalez, rather, bouncing ball wide of first base, and the count goes one ball, one strike. Zavala at the plate. Base runner is Liam Hicks. James Gonzalez with Lansing made six appearances, three as a starter, three out of the bullpen in a piggyback-type start. And this is his third time out for the Rockhounds and his third overall at AA. 1-1 set by the lefty, one on and two out. Pitch swung on, hit in the air, left field. Going back with room is Thomas, short of the track. Well hit, but it'll run out of steam, and the inning is over. And that is a really big goose egg for James Gonzalez. No runs on a base hit. No errors, and one man is left on base. But the Rockhounds with that five-run top half of the inning, and James puts a goose egg on the board in the last half of inning number three. We'll give you a look at the line score through three innings, the opener of this six-game series, Rockhounds 5, Frisco 1.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
Riders got the first run in this ball game. Rockhounds got the next five, and that's where we stand at the top of the fourth inning. Saeed Valenzuela will lead it off again. He took Brennan Malone's place. Brennan came out after bouncing it into a round-the-horn double play to end the second. Saeed takes up high for a ball, 1-0. Came into the game and moved to second base. Cooper Bowman sliding to third at that point. So Saeed stands in, swings, rolls one to first base. That'll be handled in a 3-1 put out as Hatcher underhands to Josh Steven, the pitcher, covering the bag for the first out. Saeed retired, one man down for Jason Rosario. Well, Rosario started the 5-run third inning for the Rockhounds with a little flare single in the left center. Denzel Clark walked. Caden Trinkle flew out to center. Cooper Bowman, RBI single. Jack Winkler, 2-run single. And Colby Thomas launched one, the 11th home run of the year, a two-run homer. Jason stands in. Freeman cheats in at third, pitches a strike on the inside edge, 0-1. Rockhounds, 5 runs, 5 hits. They keep putting an error on the board, and I don't think there is one for Frisco. The scoreboard has an error. They are confusing me, but again, that is easily accomplished. I do believe the online box is correct. No error on the Riders. That would have been a throw from right field. Wouldn't have affected anything thanks to the Colby Thomas home run. Check swing didn't mean to, but he turned into it, did Rosario, and the count goes 1-2. Now I'm going to go with the big board where the official Klein scored out on strike just Rosario as he turned into that pitch and a swinging strike three. Two men down, third strikeout for Josh Steven. Here's Denzel Clark. Denzel walked and scored in the third inning. Takes down the middle but high for a ball, 1-0. Rockhounds, 5 runs, 5 hits, no errors. Frisco, 1 run, 3 hits, no errors. Pitch to Denzel will find the outside half for a strike, and it's 1-1. So Steven comes back with a solid fastball, evens the count up at 1-1. Right-hander's pitch is nubbed foul off the end of the bat. Count 1-2. Again, first of a 6-game set, Rockhounds and Rough Riders. 6:35 tomorrow, play during the evening. The rest of the way through Sunday, Hounds are next home 1 week from today. Denzel swings and misses. When Josh Steven comes back with a very good inning, got a little bounce out and a couple of strikeouts, his third and fourth whiffs of this ballgame. So just that quickly, the top of the third goes into the books, and we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. A little trivia upcoming for you, thanks to a nice email I got reminding me of some trivia we had forgotten to update. Or continue anyway. To the bottom of the fourth we go. The Rockhounds 5 and Frisco 1.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class. So we all know that E equals MC squared. But what about F and G? What are they squared? Huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an optimum tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit optimum.com today.
Imagine. You walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Last of the fourth in the middle third of the order, the guy responsible for the Frisco run, at least almost did it all himself. Cody Freeman leads it off. A double of steal leading off the second, scored on a bounce out. Takes high and tight from James Gonzalez for a ball. 1-0. Hounds 5, Riders 1. And the last of the fourth, Josh Hatcher and Abimelech Ortiz to follow. Set by the lefty, and that ball lined into left field. That's a base hit. Colby, have to make that play on one hop. So Cody Freeman lines into left field. Colby Thomas handles it on one hop, but Freeman 2-for-2. Four base hits now for the Riders. Lead off batter on here. Here's Josh Hatcher, struck out his first time. Hatcher, left-handed hitter. 343 coming into this game, 339 up to the moment. Takes off the outside edge, not by much. 1-0. Boy, that was a good looking pitch, just missed the outside edge. Jack Winkler, shortstop, almost directly behind the bag at second for the left-handed hitter. Saeed about halfway between first and second at second base. A little foul ball, woo, just cleared the screen. Yikes. Boy, that was a reverse line drive into the seats. Hope everybody's okay on that. That just cleared the top of the screen. That's a terrifying piece of leather coming at you right there. A little horsehide flying at you. Pitch from Gonzalez lifted high and away for a ball to count 1-2. James into his fourth inning of work in this game. Leadoff base hit, Cody Freeman. doubled and stole third in the second inning. Gonzalez set. Lefty looks at the runner, attempts to the plate, fires down away and back to the screen. So it is 2-2, and that will get Freeman to second base. I don't think we have any in-house communication from the official score here, so we'll see how that'll be adjudicated. But it's a runner in scoring position with a 2-2 count. Josh Hatcher, the batter, batting from the left side. Long look at second. Gonzalez with a pitch. Swing and a miss, and he got him again. Another breaking ball away. Josh Hatcher has chased a couple of them, and Gonzalez with four strikeouts, two of them against a guy hitting 343 coming in. One man down, and here is Abimelech Ortiz. Freeman advancing to second on what has been deemed a wild pitch. And here's Ortiz, drove in a run on a bounce out his first time. Left-handed hitter takes down and away. And we're trying to throw back up the middle. Daniel Susak, the throw hit James Gonzalez. Daniel Susak, very aggressive. Shane McGuire when he is catching as well. And he tried a low, strong throw and hit Gonzalez with it. James showing no ill effects from it. The dugout doesn't look concerned. So just a one ball, no strike count. 1-0 the count to Ortiz. Abimelech at 203 coming in. RBI is 19th. Freeman takes the lead off second. Pitch down the middle, a called strike, and the count goes 1-1. So last of the fourth, Rockhounds lead this game 5-1. Riders with a man on at second with one away. Ortiz, a top 11 prospect for the Rangers. Breaking pitch, popped in the air, left side. That'll drift out of play. Count 1-2. By the way, thank you to Tim. We'll just leave it with the first name. But Tim, thank you for a very good email. We were talking, and we'll talk about a streak in our non-Googleable trivia coming up a little bit later, seventh inning stretch. But Tim reminded me we had gotten going on the Joe DiMaggio 56-game hit streak. Something to do with history. Oh, it started, right, the streak started. Look, move out to second base, no throw. It was on May 15th, 1941, that the DiMaggio streak started. I knew there was some historic reason we brought it up. Here's the 1-2 stretch now. The look at second, a couple of looks. Runner bluffs, doesn't go. Pitch swung on. High in the air. Right center field. Got a chance to do damage. Denzel over the shoulder hauls it in one stride from the wall. And back to second base is Freeman. Really good play by Denzel. That ball was at the base of the wall. Deep right center field. Deepest recess, really, of the power alley. And Denzel makes the catch on the run over the shoulder. Well, that is a pretty, pretty play. He takes those long strides, does Denzel. So athletic at 6'5". Freeman was running. He got back to the bag at second base. Wouldn't matter a whole lot. He certainly could have advanced to third. Instead, he's still at second. Fastball up high, ball one to Caber. Rodriguez 1-0. See where this at bat takes us in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Rockhounds 5 and Frisco 1. And again, remember that wind is really strong, blowing out slightly toward left center field. Pitch swung and ripped a shortstop glove by Winkler. Boy, that is the third line drive out in this ball game, and I mean scorched, and Winkler makes the play. So it's no runs on a base hit, no errors. The man is left on. And, boy, a couple of three or four hard hit balls in this game. But most of them have been caught, no damage done. So we have played four. This is the first of a six-game series and a big one between the South Division's top two teams, the Texas League's top two teams. And after four, Hounds 5, Frisco 1.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is the coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Hounds come home 1 week from tonight, hosting the Corpus Christi Hooks. That will be game 47. That's impossible. Here's Caden Trinkle now to lead it off. Good homestand coming up. Swinging a foul away off Caden's bat. It's 0-1. Flew out to center his first time up. Top of the order, Cooper Bowman and Jack Winkler to follow. Hounds with 5 runs in the third inning. Rosario and Clark set the table. Bowman, Winkler, and Thomas drove him in. Backdoor pitch just wide for a ball. Count 1-1. Little sunshine trying to break through. Not quite enough to cast any significant shadows. Of course, the sun pretty high in the sky anyway. Pitch just up and in. Ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike to Caden. The top of the 5th inning. Left-handed hitter waits, swings, and nubs one foul, 2-2. Talking about the Joe DiMaggio 56-game hit streak. Our Hilliard Office Solutions find the solution. We say it so often, you can have a 100-game hit streak. You wouldn't, of course, but you could and still hit 200. You can go 1-for-5 100 times. Probably not, of course. Boy, called third strike at the knees. And Josh Steven, last 3 hitters, he struck out 4 of the last 5 he faced, including 3 in a row. And, man, that was sharp. That was a tough called third strike. Just got there knee-high, just got there in the inside corner. I am not sure why, but Cody Freeman, the third baseman, was over toward the dugout for a moment. He comes scrambling back. Now here's Cooper, 1-for-2. Takes, boy, that's a strike on the outside edge. Cooper looks back and asks, 0-1. 1-for-2, RBI single, tied the game in the third and extended the hit streak to 17. Steven with a pitch, and that's down the middle. That's called strike two. 0-2. Boy, and Steven, out of 4 hitters in a row, has basically just been throwing darts. Doesn't throw overly hard, low 90s, but he's a guy who gets high marks for utilizing his stuff really well. There's the pitch to Cooper, and he swings and misses, and Bowman's out on strikes, and that's 4 in a row for Steven. And that's a 3-pitch whiff. 6 strikeouts, the last 4 in succession. And here's Jack Winkler. Well, tell me real quick, when we'll follow up a bit. 56-game hit streak, how legit was it? What did Joe DiMaggio hit in the 56-game streak? Winkler the batter, Jack takes, strike right down the middle, 0-1. Boy, Steven has just absolutely hit a different gear in the last, well, he's retired. What is it, 7 in a row since giving up the run? Swing and a miss, 0-2 to Winkler. Since giving up the Colby Thomas 2-run home run to cap the 5-run rally, he has now retired 7 in a row and is 0-2 on Winkler. Boy, kind of tipped your cap to that. Rockhounds got to him. Swinging, there's a high pop foul out of play. Count is 0-2, no balls, 2 strikes. What a really good effort by first baseman Josh Hatcher. Screen extends down just past the first base dugout, and that ball got into the seats just beyond it. Boy, Hatcher was doing everything but jumping over the railing into row 3 to try to get it. 0-2, second time, Winkler waits. Pitched by Steven, ground ball and a sharp hop to third. Nicely handled by Freeman. Sets up, throws, and got him. Good play by Cody Freeman. If that ball gets through to the shortstop, Winkler's on base, but Freeman got there, made the play. So Steven, since giving up the five runs, and that's that's significant. However, he's now retired 8 in a row. So we are bound to the bottom half of the fifth inning, and that puts us, midway through game one of this, not critical, but pivotal series between the Rockhounds and the Rough Riders. In the bottom half of the fifth, Hounds 5, Frisco 1.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Ovintiv is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly, a challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovintiv proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
Rainier Chavez leads off, sends the first pitch into left field for a base hit. Boy, jumped all over that. Colby Thomas retrieves in left center. But Rainier Chavez starting the bottom of the fifth inning with a line drive single to left center. That's 5 hits now for each team in the game. Rockhounds 5, Frisco 1 to the... Well, the Rough Riders have had the leadoff man on base for the first 5 innings in this game. And that was another sharply hit ball. Here's Daniel Mateo, struck out his first time, number 9 hitter, the center fielder. Swinging, that's a line drive, and that's into right center field. Soft line drive, going to put runners at the corners. And going, coming for second, and that was really ill-advised. Out at second base is Mateo. That's, wow. Well, you certainly like the hustle and all of that. And I believe we'll go 9-6 on the putout. Chavez will come around to third base. Single by Mateo, but that is a little soft line drive into right center, but he is thrown out for the first out of the inning. Runner at third, one away. We'll see if that becomes significant before this inning is said and done. First pitch swinging, that's sent, a line drive up the middle by Kellen Strom, a base hit. 3 pitches, 3 hits. Boy, and the base running now by Mateo really comes back to haunt. RBI single for Strom, his 13th ribby, and that's just another line drive right back up the box. So it is 5-2, one on, one out, and here's Liam Hicks. Hicks, left-handed hitter. Hicks in the ballgame, 1-for-2, and he has hit it hard twice. Lined into a double play in the first, line drive single his last time. Takes just down and away for a ball, 1-0, one ball, no strikes. Well, you love the effort by Daniel Mateo. Boy, that was a base-running mistake. Got a little greedy. Fastball down and in. That's ball 2, 2-0. Riders have a run across in the inning, a runner at first and one man down, but it, boy, really could be very easily, I don't want to say should be, but certainly could be One run across, two on, nobody out. Three straight base hits. Swinging a foul away toward his, or toward the Hounds first base dugout. Count is two balls, one strike to Hicks. Aaron Zavala on deck, and Cody Freeman, who's been big in this game, in the hole. So bottom of the fifth inning, it is 5-2 Rockhounds. Riders, is something going on, though. One on, one out. Hicks waits, 2-1 pitch. Outside, that's ball three, 3-1. Hicks not likely a guy who's going to chase. 18 walks against 17 strikeouts. Left-handed hitter stands in, tossed to first base by Gonzalez, but Kellen Strom, by the time that ball left James's hand, Strom is already standing back on the bag at first, but again, just to checking him back to the bag, that's his first toss over. Left-handed hitter up there, Hounds are in the familiar alignment, Winkler almost up the middle at short. Runner goes, pitch is taken up and away, and that is ball four. So, was that a strike? No, it's a strike. Wow. Boy, that was a casual call. Stolen base for Kellen Strom. Interesting. We said right at the top that Kellen Strom, the leadoff batter for the Riders, this is his 36th game. That is not only his first steal, that is the first time he has attempted a stolen base this year. And it comes against a lefty, and he gets there. So 3-2, there is one out in the inning, but that was on a base hit. This pitch swung on, popped into center field. It'll carry to Denzel. Then he'll make the catch for the second out of the inning. And here is Aaron Zavala. Well, that ball looked like it would go into very shallow center when it jumped off the bat, but that wind is significant. Again, it is flirting with 20 miles an hour and blowing straight out. Zavala 0-2. He has struck out and flown out to deep left field. One on and two men down. One of them fortuitous, that's for sure. Caden Trinkle got the outfield assist. Pitch from Gonzalez. Ground ball right side. That'll be handled by Saheed. Throw to first base. Well, that base running miscue comes back to haunt at least a little bit, one would think. It is one run on three hits. They were the first three batters of the inning. No errors, and one man is left on base. So we have played five in Frisco. We'll give you some numbers on this game in just a couple of moments. After five complete, the Rockhounds lead the Rough Riders 5-2.
Do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
Part two of the most significant and challenging road trip I think you and I have seen in a recent memory anyway. I would think since most likely during one of the four-peat seasons, I'm sure there were stretches such as this. The Rockhounds, Frisco and Springfield are the three combatants on this road trip, and they have the three best records in the Texas League. Rockhounds and Frisco first and second, and separated by only a half game. Six-game series in the South, and it is certainly going to be pivotal. Can't call it critical, but pivotal, absolutely. Hounds lead 5-1. Make it 5-2, top of the sixth. Colby Thomas, who absolutely obliterated a baseball his last time up for a two-run home run, will lead it off. Shane McGuire and Daniel Susak will follow. Get to the Lions score here in a couple of moments. Colby takes a strike. Well, I mean, Josh Steven has done nothing but throw strikes since giving up the home run to Colby. He has retired the last eight batters since. And the Riders have chipped into the lead a little bit. Colby swings a high fly ball left field. High and deep again. Does it have enough at the wall? Up there to make the catch is Strom. Just got a little too far under it. And Colby claps his hands together one time as he pulls up shy of second. Boy, he just missed his second home run of this ball game. Strong makes the catch at the wall in left field. So that's nine in a row set down by Josh Stevens. It's given up the five runs were brought across on three consecutive hits. RBI single, Cooper Bowman, two-run single, Jack Winkler. And the two-run home run by Colby. Here's a ball hit to first base, nicely handled by Hatcher off the bat of Shane McGuire. And a 3-1 put out, sharply hit, but nicely handled by Hatcher. And there are two men down in the sixth. With Josh Steven. What a remarkable turnaround. He's now retired 10 in a row. Rockhounds 5 runs, 5 hits. Crisco 2 runs, 7 hits. Couple of hard outs. Base running miscue. A lot of things go into a ball game. 5-2 is not quite as simple as that score might sound. And Hounds scoring their runs in one outburst. Pitch just down and away to Daniel Susak, 1-0. Daniel 1-for-2 with a player single. Right-handed hitter waits. Here's Stevens' pitch. Well outside and high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Hounds 4-2 on the road trip. Took 4 out of 6 at Springfield, Missouri against the North Division leading Cardinals. Pitch to Daniel. Down the middle. Called strike to Susak. Now it goes 2-1. Hounds 25-14. Frisco 24-14. Teams just that close. Pitch swung on and nubbed foul into and out of the glove of Liam Hicks, the catcher. 2-2 to Susak. Nobody on, two men down. Steven likely in his last inning. There's a right-hander warming in the Frisco bullpen. Pitch to Susak. Roll right side, base hit. Daniel Susak 2-for-3 in this game. Most of his hits, with a notable exception or two, have been singles. But Susak now hitting in 7 straight games, and he's 2-for-3 in this game. So he's hitting well over 300 in his last 7. And hitting in the 280s over his last 17. Remember, he started very slowly this year. Visit to the mound, and no indication yet. Josh Steven, that's the first hit he has given up since the Colby Thomas home run retired the next 10 batters. Right now, this is only a conversation on the mound. It's 1 on and 2 men down. Saheed Valenzuela will be the batter. Saheed replacing Brennan Malone, who came out after bouncing into an around-the-horn double play to end the second inning. And again, don't know it. One would make a guess, and it's a guess only, they did something running to first base. Boy, this is a long conversation. And it's just a conversation, but Chris Presley Murphy, our home plate umpire, got out there. He was standing in the middle of that conversation for a while. Umpire usually breaks it up pretty quickly. So now ready to go with 1 on and 2 men down. Saheed the batter, 0-for-1, bounced out first base to pitcher. So last time up. Pitch to the outside corner, called strike, 0-1. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Susak, short lead off first base. Longer set this time. Steven with a pitch, but he missed at the back door. Down and away. 1 ball, 1 strike. Hounds 5, Frisco 2. Top of the 6th inning. Our franchise retrospective focusing on, well, I still think it's the best team. Well, it's the best team I think we've had the franchise since you and I started doing this in 1992. We'll talk about 2015. Stretch and pitch. Saheed swings, ground ball, and that is gloved by the first baseman Hatcher with a leap. He grabs it, touches the bag for the out. Really nice play by Josh Hatcher. With that ball elevates 6 more inches, it's down the line for a base hit. But Hatcher reached up, made a good play, and got it. No runs on the Daniel Susak single, no errors. And a man left on base to the bottom of the 6th. Hounds 5, Riders 2.
Year two of the forefeet was 2015. The Hounds went up pedestrian 35-35 in the first half, but by season's end had become perhaps the best club in franchise history. Brian Christensen's team went 48-22 in the second half and, including the playoffs, won 37 of their last 49 games. The Hounds defeated an outstanding Corpus Christi team in the division series and swept the Northwest Arkansas Naturals for their second consecutive championship. The club had three of the Texas League's four all-star infielders, third baseman Ryan Healy, second baseman Colin Walsh, and shortstop Chad Pinder, who was named the League Player of the Year. Chris Jensen went 11-1 in his last 12 starts, and Sean Manaea, acquired by the A's in a trade deadline deal, joined the team down the stretch and was the final piece of the puzzle. He was absolutely dominant, going 6-0 with a 1.90 ERA. The Rockhounds tossed 17 shutouts, breaking a franchise record set by the Cubs in 1975, and added another in the playoffs when Parker Frazier closed out the championship series with a three-hitter. And the bullpen was off the charts. The Rockhounds went 77-0 when leading after eight innings. Oh, and a sidebar. The only infielder was not named to the Texas League All-Star team. That was the guy who led all of Major League Baseball in home runs and RBIs last season. Rockhounds first baseman, Matt Olson. Last of the sixth in Frisco, Texas. A bit of a delay here, not sure why. Now we're ready to go. Cody Freeman has a good ball game going. He's 2-for-2. Double, a steal, and a run in the second. Single in the fourth. Bullpen stirring a bit as James Gonzalez goes to the mound in the sixth inning. Takes a big old bender and missed high and away for a ball. Not by much. One ball, no strikes. Cody Freeman, then Josh Hatcher and Abimelech Ortiz. Hounds 5, Riders 2, sixth inning. Gonzalez pitch right there. Down the middle, called strike, and the count 1-1. Hounds getting a full roster now for the first time in a while. Jack Perkins, non-roster invitee to spring training, but he's been sidelined, has not pitched yet this year. Jack actually is now in the Arizona Complex League, got a quick bit of work, now joins the Hounds. Check swing, did he go? Appeal and no. Two balls and a strike. And Domingo Robles, also non-roster invitee, and he too has been sidelined, made an appearance in the Arizona Complex League, and he has now joined the Hounds. We'll see how that affects the rotation. We'll check with G after the ballgame. Pitch down and in for a ball. 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Activity in the bullpen. Chase Cohen, I want to say. Feel better, but get a look at the number. Yep, that is Chase. 3-1 to Freeman. Set by Gonzalez. James with the pitch, swung on and ripped, but foul. Boy, line drive that will get maybe out of the ballpark. Left field corner, 3-2. All five Rockhounds runs coming in the top of the third inning. Freeman waits. 3-2 pitch. Bounced foul. Got out in front of that off-speed pitch. Three balls, two strikes. And some hard outs in this game for the Rockhounds left-hander. Again, just his third double-A start. Gonzalez set, 3-2, second time. Freeman waits, pitch, breaking ball high, ball four. And again, the leadoff man is on. Again, just that little bit of perspective. That's two walks in five innings plus in this game. James walked two batters total in 9-2, 9 1/3 in Lansing while striking out 23 batters. Paul Abbott, Rockhounds pitching coach, has come out for a visit. Well, I forgot this trivia once, and I almost did it again. My goodness, mind like your proverbial steel trap. And Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hit streak. How real a deal was that? May 15th it began. He, I think, last went over on May 14th of 1941. The year doesn't even matter. But he had a hit on May 15th. And did not go hitless
until July 16th. 56-game hit streak. Was it real? It was real. DiMaggio hit 408 over that 56-game stretch. Previous record, and it is still matched, second longest ever, is 44 games. Guy a million years ago named Wee Willie Keeler. And then a guy you have heard of, Pete Rose. Josh Hatcher, first pitch, swing, ground ball, sharply hit, but foul wide of the bag. At first, it's 0-1. Hatcher 0-2, both on strikeouts. In fact, including DiMaggio, Keeler, and Rose in 56, 44, and 44 games, there have been only six Major League hit streaks of 40 or more only. Like, that's easy to do. 40 games in a row. That's amazing. Pitch swung on, ground ball, first base, handled by McGuire. Goes to shortstop for one. Relay back, is it in time? It is a double play. Huge double play turned by the Rockhounds. That goes 3-6-3. McGuire to Winkler and back to McGuire. James was also over there. I think it was McGuire who covered the bag. It was really looking to find the umpire to get his call. But Hounds turned the double play. So that wipes away the walk. The batter is Abimelech Ortiz, and he takes a strike, and it's 0-1. We again, leadoff man on in five out of six innings, but only two runs across. Gonzalez pitch swung on in this good breaking pitch. He's had some success with that breaking pitch to Ortiz and Hatcher in particular in this game. To the count, Ortiz, left-handed hitter, waits. Bases now empty, two men down. Pitch down and away for a ball. One ball, two strikes. So the Hounds turning, boy, a key double play in this ballgame. Just a three-run game, remember. Swing and a miss, he got him, breaking ball away. Well, James Gonzalez has had several baseballs have been hard hit but have been caught. Gets a terrific double play behind him here. And his day, I would imagine, is done. But he goes through six innings and gives up only two runs and easily his best double-A appearance since joining the Rockhounds in his third outing. And this one, he will, I believe, depart with a 5-2 lead. Or perhaps more. We shall see. Both teams will go to the bullpen as we go to the top half of the seventh. Hounds 5, Frisco 2.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thirsty Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rock Hounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Right-hander Andy Rodriguez is on the pitch from La Habana, Cuba. Right-hander will replace Josh Steven. Well, Steven had one rough inning in this game. He was Well, not much short of dominant the rest of the way, but the Hounds got five against him in the third inning. The guy who started that rally leads off the seventh. Jason Rosario takes a called strike. Denzel Clark, Caden Trinkle to follow. Both teams will go to the bullpen, and both will have the bottom third of the order up in the seventh inning. Jason takes high for a ball. The count goes one ball and one strike. Jason, left-handed hitter, one for two. Takes just outside. Ball two, two and one. Base hit extended a nice little mini streak to five games, a hit streak, and on-base streak at 12. Rodriguez pitch, and that'll get there. A strike down and in, two and two. Hounds lead this game by the score of 5-2. Pitch swung on, fouled back. Count stays two balls, two strikes. Riders got the game's first run. The bottom of the second inning, Cody Freeman double. Stole third, scored on a bounce out. The Hounds answered with five in the third. The Riders back on the board in the fifth inning with a single run. A swing and a miss. Rosario well behind that pitch. That really tied him up. Up and in for a swinging strike three. One man down. Josh Stevens, six innings, six hits, five runs all earned. So they're going to have a great line for the day. One walk and six strikeouts. But again, of the five runs on six hits, pitch up high here to Denzel Clark. Denzel drew a walk in the third inning to put two men on base. All five runs, four of the six hits allowed, all in that outburst in the third. Swing and a fly ball, well struck center field, but it's going to run out of room, and Mateo is there. He's got it. Kids didn't notice, but that's an out. Two men down. Here's Caden Trinkle. Left-handed hitter 0 for 2. And Brendan Malone leaving this game after bouncing into an around-the-horn double play to end the second inning for the Hounds. And went to the clubhouse right thereafter, so hopefully he'll be okay. Here's Caden. Takes down and in for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Hounds have five runs on six base hits, no errors. Pitch up and away for a ball, 2-0. Defense has actually been the one element for the Rockhounds. They were leading the Texas League, or among the top two or three, and very, very close to the top until about the last week and a half, maybe 2 weeks. Defense has, at least in terms of fielding percentage, has struggled a bit. Pitch down low for a ball, 2-1. Fielding percentage is obviously the most basic metric to determine defense, but the Hounds have had a little bit of struggle that way. Pitch down and in for a ball, 3-1 out of Trinkle from right-hander Andy Rodriguez. Hounds had four errors on Sunday. It was a little odd, too. Two of them were catcher's interference on Shane McGuire, both on the same batter. A swing and a bouncer foul wide of the bag at first. 3-2 to Trinkle. Bases empty, two down, top of the seventh. 5-2 Hounds. Cooper Bowman had a couple of errors in that game. Guys who are normally very, very solid defensively. 3-2, Trinkle takes. That's a called third strike, and the inning is over. I think Caden knew it, walking away. So the Rockhounds go in order here in the top half of inning number seven. And Andy Rodriguez picks up where Steven left off over his last, two or three innings. Steven really tough after the outburst. So a little non-Googleable coming up for you. We talked one streak. That took forever to do it, but we'll do this one quickly. Some really remarkable stuff when we come back. Take me out to the ball game, Tom. The kids will like that. And in Frisco, Texas, at the seventh inning stretch with Chase Cohen jogging in for the Hounds, it's the Rockhounds 5 and the Frisco Rough Riders 2.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Chase Cohen on the pitch for the Rockhounds. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Again, it's game 40 of a 69-game half. First meeting of the year between the Rockhounds and Frisco. They have been pretty much the top two teams in the Texas League South Division, and in fact, top two overall for the vast majority of the season. San Antonio was right there early. Missions are now six games back. So for right now anyway, and not to put the cart before the horse, it is a two-team race in the South, and this is the first meeting of the season between the clubs, a six-gamer here in Frisco. Teams will close the first half, he said, hint, hint, at Momentum Bank Ballpark. So we go to the bottom of the seventh, bottom third of the order, Caber Rodriguez 1-for-2, and he's hit it hard twice. Takes down and away from Chase for ball one, one ball, no strikes. He doubled down the left field line in the second, lined out to Jack Winkler in the fourth. James Gonzalez, six innings, seven hits, two runs, two walks, five strikeouts. Chase's pitch, bouncer to third, foul ball into the third base coaching box. One and one to Rodriguez. Franier Chavez and Daniel Mateo will follow in the Frisco seventh inning. Wind absolutely whipping and straight out. One home run of the game, and wind couldn't have caught that one. A swing and a miss. Good pitch down in the zone. One and two to Rodriguez. Colby Thomas launched it. Rodriguez stepping out and wrapped the batting gloves, facing Chase Cohen. Chase comes set from the belt. Pitch to Rodriguez, down in, and that'll dribble back to the screen. Two balls and two strikes. And a little bit of sunshine breaking through. You can see a little bit of blue sky above us. Weather forecast is actually kind of dicey for the majority of our stay here, as it was in Springfield. Hope it works out as well as it did there, after the first day anyway. Pitch from Cohen, line drive, base hit, right center field. Boy, Frisco's hit the ball hard a lot in this game. So Rodriguez, leadoff single, right center field, one on, nobody down, and the batter is Springer Chavez. He's 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. Into our non-Googleable for you. A remarkable streak continued yesterday. And the Boston Red Sox, Rafael Devers. Pitch to the outside corner, called strike at the knees to Chavez, 0-1. Devers homers now in six consecutive games. Now he plays for the Boston Red Sox. They have been playing for a while, and they've had some tremendous hitters, including, I think, the best of all time in Ted Williams. Here's the 0-1. Swing fly ball center field. Denzel going back, has room. Straightaway center, catch made. Well hit ball by Chavez, but even with the wind, it was just straightaway center, did no damage. One man down, here's Daniel Mateo. To give you the list of guys that Devers had been tied with in Boston Red Sox history, but six consecutive games with a home run. Is that the all-time record? Give you one pitch to answer part one. Is that the all-time record? Home runs in six consecutive games. Man, that's not easy. Called strike inside corner to Mateo. Now, that's a yes or no, so that's an easy answer. And the answer is no. In fact, Mike Trout hit in seven in a row in 2022. What is that the all-time record? What's the all-time record? Consecutive games with a home run. Swing and a miss with Mateo behind the fastball from Chase Cohen. It's 0-2. One on, one out, bottom of the seventh. Number nine hitter up there, Mateo, 1-for-2 with a single. Kellen Strom on deck. 5-2, Rockhounds lead the Rough Riders. Chase comes set, 0-2 count. Right-handed hitter waits. Mateo, longer set. Pitch by Jason. He got him. Swing and a miss on a pitch up and in. Two men down in the inning. And the batter is Kellen Strom. He is 1-for-2. A walk, a line out to short, and an RBI single with a stolen base. Again, crazy stat. Kellen Strom is the leadoff batter for Frisco. He hits 289. In 35 games, he had not attempted a stolen base. He has one in this game. Cohen's pitch up and in, ball one from Chase. Well, the answer to our non-Googleable trivia, and there are three players that have done it, home runs, amazing, in eight consecutive games. Eight straight games in which you hit a home run. Pitch swung on, ground ball out toward third base, charging, making the play. And throwing is Cooper, and he got a nice play by Cooper Bowman at third base. So eight is the record. We'll tell you the guys who did it. That leadoff base hit, and by the way, leadoff man on for Frisco in six out of the first seven innings. That is, well, only two runs across, so the Hounds have held their own. Boy, that's a bit of a scary stat that we've played seven. We'll give you totals coming up in just a couple of moments. Seven innings complete from Frisco. Rockhounds 5, Riders 2.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
Opening game of this very much pivotal series in this first half pennant race, Rockhounds and the Frisco Rough Riders. The Rockhounds with a bit of an uprising in this game. A five-run third inning. And that is, at this point, the difference in the game. Rockhounds trailing 1-0 at that point. Cody Freeman a double to steal and scored on a bounce out for the Riders in the second. Jason Rosario singled. Denzel Clark walked. And after one man was out, Cooper Bowman RBI single. Jack Winkler, two-run single. Colby Thomas, a mammoth two-run home run. Hounds led 5-1. Riders got one in the fifth. Leadoff singles by Framier Chavez and Daniel Mateo, and in fact, Kellen Strom, back-to-back-to-back singles. Strom driving in Chavez, but Mateo tried to extend his single to a double, was thrown out. Man, that could still be a very big play in this game when all is said and done. We go to the eighth inning. Top of the order, Cooper Bowman takes a called strike from Andy Rodriguez. Cooper 1-for-3, RBI single and a run scored. Rodriguez misses down and away, 1-1. Cooper with that RBI single extends a hit streak to 17 games. 350 plus in that 17-gamer. 1-for-3 in the ball game. Swings and lines one to foul. Look out, folks. Boy, into the seats down the left field line, 1-2. So the Hounds lead it 5-2. And the Riders have had the leadoff man on in this ballgame. Six out of their first seven innings. And a couple of, well, more than a couple. Several hard-hit balls, but caught in a swing and a miss, and Cooper out on strikes. Their average will drop a bit there. He's 1-for-4, but again, a very big swing of the bat. Streaks are always nice, but he drove in a run and scored a run in doing it. So through seven in this ballgame. A swing and a miss by Jack Winkler, 0-1. Rockhounds 5 runs on 6 hits. Frisco 2 runs on 8 hits. No errors. Pitch just high, 1-1. Each of the starters going 6. Shohei Tomioka warming for the Rockhounds. And will come on in the 8th inning. Pitch sails high for a ball, 2 balls, 1 strike. Evening games the rest of this week through Sunday evening. 6-game series. Hounds came into the contest with a half-game lead in the Texas League South over Frisco. Pitch, boy, just missed, maybe up and in. 3-1. Gunnar Hoagland, I believe, tomorrow for the Hounds. And again, a couple of additions to the roster. Pitch just outside, 4. Jack Winkler draws the walk. 1-for-3 with a 2-run single. He's on base for Colby Thomas. He's 1-for-3, but boy, the one was a pretty impressive one. Launched it over the home run terrace, which is a fairly tall A-frame roof on that left field side. And man, he got out of here, I mean, right now. Tremendous swing of the bat, 11th of the year for Colby, back in the third inning. One on, one out, Winkler the lead. Pitch to Colby high for a 1-0. Hounds next home 1 week from today, hosting Corpus Christi and San Antonio. Be a 2-week homestand, lots of great stuff. Technical baseball term. Hope to see you at Rocky Town beginning next Tuesday evening. Pitch to Colby. High strike. Got there 1-1. That open stance. Hands up high, even with the crown of the helmet. He'll close the stance upon delivery as Andy Rodriguez comes set. Longer set. Leg kick and pitch. Runner goes. Fly ball. Foul territory right side. Long run for Hatcher. Anybody going to get there? With that ball, my goodness, that wind, remember, is blowing out toward left field. I don't know that Aaron Zavala got a great look at that, although he might have been playing deep. Hatcher trying to make the catch. That ball fell about a foot off the right field line by the time it touched down. It was headed for the seats, but of course that ball is going to spin back. It's going to curve back a little bit anyway toward the playing field, and the wind pushed it, and that would have been a double. It would have been a fluky one, but it would have been a double. 1-2 the count to Colby, 1 and one man down, 8th inning. Longer set this time by Rodriguez. Throw to first base, diving back in is Jack Winkler. Jack, the guy who can go. He has 9 steals in 9 attempts. By the way, just wrap up our trivia before we mention that amazing streak by Rafael Devers, homering in 6 consecutive games. All-time record is 8. Pitch to Colby. Popped up behind the plate, giving a long look. Liam Hicks, does he have room? He does, and he's got it. And a frustrated Colby Thomas will walk back to the dugout. 2 men down in the 8th. Well, 3 guys have done it. A guy named Dale Long with the Pittsburgh Pirates, first to do it, 1956. Don Mattingly, the Yankees in 1987. And a guy named Ken Griffey Jr. with the Mariners in 1993. Home runs in 8 straight games. Dale Long, Don Mattingly, and Ken Griffey Jr. Throw to first base a little high, gloved by Hatcher. Batter is Shane McGuire. Shane 0-for-3. Has not reached in any way, shape, or form, and that's unusual. Left-handed hitter. They do shade him to pull. Takes just high for a 1-0. Devers has now set a Red Sox record. Doubt you've heard of all of these guys, but most of them. He's the 7th Red Sox player to have home runs in 6 consecutive games. That's pretty impressive in itself. 1-0 set by Rodriguez. Again, the long stretch. This ball swung on in the air. Right center field. On the move is Mateo. Will he get there? He will not. That ball got off the base. Oh, I got out. It got over the railing. It's gone. Sidewalk souvenir number 3 of the year for Shane McGuire. There were some kids on the grass berm and the railing just shy of the deepest part of the right center field power alley, and that ball got out. Mateo reached up, but that ball got over the railing and out. Love to get a second look at how close that came. I don't know if we will, but Shane McGuire with a huge swing of the bat. Winkler had walked. He will score ahead of McGuire, who's 3rd of the year, makes this a 7-2 game. Swing and a miss by Daniel Susak, 0-1. Boy, that ball didn't get out by much, but it got out, and that's a deep part of this ballpark. deep power alley, 385, 390. Susak rolls one foul wide at third base, 0-2. Boy, it is challenging to see that ball, and I'll tell you why. They have electronic outfield billboards here in Frisco, and the yellow railing, which designates the top of the wall, but the current billboard sign is also yellow. So, man, it was tough to see where that ball got out. Yellow line of demarcation and a bright yellow billboard sign. Pitch up high for a ball to Daniel Susak. It just cleared the railing, but again, that's a long drive. That's a 385, 390. Susak swings, line drive, center field, going back Mateo. He's got it. But the Rockhounds, boy, another little bolt of lightning. They don't like to replay stuff from the visiting team, does it, I guess, here. I'd love to have gotten a second look at that, but what a huge swing of the bat that is. Two runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on Shane McGuire's third home run of the year. I mean, that changes the complexion of this game a little bit. Shohei will come on the pitch. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Rockhounds lead the Rough Riders 7-2.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half-tons, three-quarter-tons, one-tons, two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Last of the eighth, 2-3 and 4 in the order for Frisco. That's Liam Hicks, Aaron Zavala, and Cody Freeman to face Shohei Tonioka. One inning for Chase Cohen, one hit, one strikeout. He does get a hold. It was a 5-2 game when Chase came in. 7-2 is the score. Well, that home run for Shane McGuire, and I'm sorry it wasn't a little more clear that it had gotten out. And our first base umpire, Kyle Stutz, took a moment to make sure on it, but what a big swing of the bat that is. Shohei's first pitch down and away for a ball to Hicks. Liam is 1-for-3, lined into a double play in the first inning, and there have been a couple of moments like that. Hard hit balls that have been caught. Shohei's pitch way low on outside, off the glove of Susak, back to the screen, 2-0. Hicks then singled in the third, flew out to center field routinely in the fifth. Hounds with five runs in the third inning. And had not gotten on the board again until here in the eighth. Pitch down and in, that's ball three, 3-0. Last thing you want to do here is offer up a walk. Liam Hicks, and he gets his share of them. Shohei set, and the 3-0 pitch, and that's down and in. That's ball four, so a leadoff walk. And again, it just adds to this. It's a crazy stat. I mean, this really flies in the face of baseball logic. The Riders have had the leadoff man on in 7 out of 8 innings. Now, this is just getting going here in the eighth. But only two runs across in this ballgame. Despite having the leadoff man on in 6 of the first 7, and now again here in the eighth. Here in Zavala, Nevada, pitch from Shohei. Down the middle, called strike 0-1. Now the Hounds 7, the Riders 2. Stretch and pitch from Shohei swung on and missed. Boy, chased one down to the dirt, did Zavala. Count is 2-0. Oh, excuse me, 0-2, I'm sorry. Let me do two things at once, Bob. You know, there's all sorts of really good information on my computer screen in front of me. The problem is, with the sunshine, you can't see the computer screen. That's convenient. Pitch up high for a ball. Count is 1-2. Ah, technology. By the speaking of which, by the way, before the ball game, I just finished setting up the booth near at 8 o'clock, something like that, and here's the 1-2. Swung on and missed. Shohei comes back with a strikeout. So a walk and a whiff, 1-1, 1-out, and here's Cody Freeman, and he's 2-for-2 plus a walk in this game. Double, steal, a run, single, and a walk. But the internet was completely out at this ballpark about 3 hours before first pitch. You know, with the kids' day and all of that, and of course, everything in the ballpark, including our broadcast, runs via the internet, and it was down. It was terrifying. It was called strike Cody Freeman 0-1. It was, I think, somewhere around 9:15, 9:30. They finally got it going again, so whoever the techs were who came out, tip of the cap. New technology. Now the internet's working. I just can't see the computer screen in the light of the day. Pitch down low for a ball, 1-1. No real direct sunlight, but just enough to make things difficult to see on the screen. Rockout 7, Riders 2, are in the bottom of the 8th inning. One on and one man down. Cody Freeman, right-handed hitting third baseman. Outfield straight away, infield largely so. Takes high, ball 2, 2-1. Shohei had a rough inning his last time out at Springfield, but it really wasn't Shohei. He pitched a couple of innings and gave up some damage, but he had two errors committed behind him. I was happened to be in the locker room talking with Gregorio Petit after the game, and Shohei came in, and Gregorio went out of his way to pat Shohei on the back, pitched very well. Shohei said he was really comfortable pitching at Springfield, just had a couple of bad breaks behind him, really. 2-1. Freeman waits, 1-1. Swings and punches one. Right side, base hit into right. That's going to bring runners to the corners. Trinkle will make the play. The throw will come to second base. First and third with one man down. And again, how big was that two-run home run by Shane McGuire just minutes ago? Scoreboard in huge letters says, make some noise. I don't know if it's still the biggest video board in minor league baseball. It was when they built it. It sits in deep left center field. They're very big on technology here. Still have the Lazy River, the aqua, the water attraction behind the right field and right center field walls. Looks very popular today. Here's Josh Hatcher, 2-1 and one man down. Pitch by Shohei, high for a ball. So the Riders coming back here in the eighth inning. Leadoff walk Hicks, one out single Freeman. Ninth hit of the game for the Riders. Shohei set. Hatcher from the left side, turn and toss over to first base instead. Well, Hatcher has had a miserable day at the plate against Rockdown starter James Gonzalez. He struck out in the second, struck out in the third, and bounced into a 3-6-3 double play in the sixth. Swings and punches one. Is it fair or foul? Down the left field line, it is a foul ball. Boy, inside out swing, and that did not miss by much. Hey, real quick on our just follow-up on the non-Googleable. Boston Red Sox have six players in their history who have hit home runs in five consecutive games. Rafael Devers was the seventh, and he is now homered in six straight games. The guys with home runs in five in a row, Jimmy Fox, one of the all-time great hitters, if you don't know the name. Ted Williams, I think the best hitter ever. Dick Stewart is a power hitter. George Scott, power hitter. Jose Canseco and Bobby Dalbec. The line drive, center field, caught by Denzel. Run will score. So Hatcher with good contact, line drive, center field, sack fly, but perhaps the damage limited. And again, the two-run home run by Shane McGuire just minutes ago. How big is that swing? Otherwise, this is a 5-3 game. Instead, it is 7-3. Hatcher's 26th RBI of the season comes on a line drive sacrifice fly to center field. Freeman holds it first. Two men down for Abimelech Ortiz, 0-3 with an RBI. Takes down and in for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Well, just to finish the thought, if there are, the all-time record is home runs in eight consecutive games. Red Sox have seven guys with five or now more, including Devers. 1-0 pitch outside for a ball, 2-0. I'm sure there's some website can tell us lists for other teams. Don't happen to have that handy, but that's a any hitting list that starts with Jimmy Fox and Ted Williams, even though they go back a ways. Great hitters. Swing, fly ball, left field. Colby Thomas is there. He's got it. Inning over. Boy, that has really been kind of one of the themes of the day for the Rockhounds. Frisco has threatened basically every inning of this game. But they have had three runs, and they have come in single runs in three different innings, obviously, and that has been a key. Rockhounds a five-run third, and that has been huge in this game. And the McGuire home run moments ago to the top of the ninth in the series opener, Rockhounds 7 and Frisco 3.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service. We offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the ninth inning, opening game of this six-game series. Thank you so much for coming on board. Bob Hards at Riders Field. Hounds on a two-week road trip. And it is an important one. Saeed Valenzuela leads it off. Tristan Polly, left-hander out of the Frisco bullpen, delivers high for ball one, 1-0. Part of the exodus now for the kids. And Education Day is the reason for the morning game now early afternoon. Swinging a foul back, 1-1 to Saeed, 0-2. Replaced Brennan Malone, who left the game, and not sure exactly why, but after bouncing into an around-the-horn double play to end at the top of the second, Brennan was headed for the clubhouse, which is about a half mile down the road. 1-1 stretch, Saeed takes down an infant Polly for ball 2-2-1. Andy Rodriguez gave up only one hit, one walk, two base runners, but they both scored. Shane McGuire, a two-run home run to deep right center field. And very important swing of the bat, bouncing ball well wide at third, and the count is 2-2. It'll be Saeed, then Jason Rosario and Denzel Clark. Hounds have activity in the bullpen. Shohei Tomioka giving up a run in this game. Not going to be a save situation, but the swing of the high pop-up. This may be playable. Behind the plate, Liam Hicks, another good catch right next to the screen. Riders catcher tucks that away. That's really nicely handled. One man down, and here's Jason Rosario. And that is, I'm fairly sure, yep, Grant Holman is warming. And not a save scenario, but boy, these games are absolutely pivotal. Long set by the lefty. Pauly delivers, finds the inside corner with a backup pitch to Rosario. It's 0-1. Jason, 1-for-3. The one started a 5-run rally in the third. Stretch and pitch. Fastball ripped down the left field side. Foul. Slices into the seats, in fact, 0-2. Well, the Hounds have scored 7 runs in this game. And they came into it in terms of all of AA baseball. In fact, the top 4 teams in AA baseball in runs scored are all in the Texas League. Rockhound, Springfield, Wichita, and Frisco. 0-2 pitch. Down and away, 1-2. Coming into play today, the Hounds have scored 231 runs in 39 games. Springfield, 213. Wichita, 207. Frisco, 206. And the Hounds, the leading AA baseball in runs scored. And last time I checked, that's a pretty important statistic. Pitch down low for a ball, 2-2. You can talk all about all your metrics and exit velocities and launch angles and all of that. And that's all well and good, and I know that's going to be a part of the game forever, apparently, from this point on. But you got to score runs, and the Hounds have done a nice job of that. Second in all of AA in team batting average. Swing a high fly ball high in the air. Left field line. In is Strom, and Kellen will make the catch in foul territory for the second out. So a foul out to the catcher, foul out to left field, 2 away. There's Denzel. That was among the league, or in all of AA, in fact. Second in batting average behind Springfield. Hounds are third in AA in home runs with 40. Tulsa has 44 and Amarillo 43. Again, Hounds lead in runs and are third in stolen bases coming into play today in all of AA. Denzel takes down and in for a ball, 1-0. Hounds and Riders tomorrow evening, 6:35 is our first pitch. We'll see you at 6:25 and see where this series goes from here. Rockhounds trying to get the opener. 1-0 stretch and pitch. Got there inside corner, 1-1. Well, again, it's really tantalizing. Don't know that I'm sure I'd looked, but I don't know that it quite registered that these two teams will close the first half with a 6-game series at Momentum Bank Ballpark in June. Here's the stretch and pitch. Check swing, and I'm sure he went. Yep, sure did. No appeal necessary. 1-2. June 23rd through 28th, I believe. It's going to be fascinating, not even by that time, but just when the Hounds board the bus on Sunday, what will the standings look like? 1-2 stretch. Pitch by Pauly. Swung on and missed. Denzel out on strikes. Reached base once in this ballgame, did Denzel. We've seen some flashes of him coming around, and boy, the Hounds, again, they're doing all that damage we just told you about with a guy who was going to be the cleanup batter, batting eighth in the lineup. So Rockhounds go 3 up, 3 down here in the top half of the ninth inning. Grant Holman jogging in, and we will go to the last of the ninth, game one of this series. Grant jogs to the mound. The Rockhounds take a 7-3 lead to the last of the ninth.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
For Grant Holman, this is not a save scenario. And, of course, you are a closer as he is. You like those. But it almost ought to be a save because you're talking about the opener of a very important six-game series. Riders and Rockhounds going head-to-head for the first time on this season. Hounds again, and it's redundant, repetitive, saying the same thing over and over, but it's important. Rockhounds lead the Riders by a half game. Half game will go away. So about as tight as it can be. Starting the six-game set in the Metroplex. Bottom third of the order, Kaber Rodriguez will lead it off. Grant Holman comes set, big right-hander delivers. Down the middle, fastball strike 0-1. Wind is stronger now than it was when the game started, peaking at 22 miles an hour, and it has been blowing straight out. Two home runs in the game. Don't know what the wind would have done to the Shane McGuire home run. Here's the pitch, swung on, line drive, left side, base hit. Well, I mean, the Riders, well, this absolutely defies all baseball logic. Riders have now had the leadoff runner on in 8 of 9 innings. And Rodriguez is 3 for 4. Cody Freeman is 3 for 3. Kaber Rodriguez, 3 for 4. Here's Brenia Chavez. It's a 4-run game, 7-3 Hounds. Riders about hit the Hounds now, 10-7. Hounds have left one man on base in this game and hit into a double play. Pitch outside corner called strike 0-1. Chavez, switch hitter, batting from the left side. 2-17 coming in, but he's 1 for 3 with a run scored in the ballgame. Left-handed hitter, Hounds shade him to pull, takes high and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Wind is largely outward and slightly toward left center. Trees just swaying in the breeze behind the ballpark. Pitch high and away for a ball, 2-1. Last of the ninth, one on and nobody down. Chavez waits, 2-1 count. Pitch by Holman, swung on and missed, down and in. Really came right at him, 2-2. Daniel Mateo on deck, top of the order, Kellen Strom to follow. Well, again, you look at that 2-run home run by Shane McGuire in the 8th inning. It's really the Hounds' only offense since that 5-run third. Pitch by Holman, fouled back. Good protective swing by Chavez, just got a piece of that, but if Shane doesn't get that ball over the railing in the deep power alley here in right center field, this would be a 5-3 game with a tying run at the plate. A 2-run home run looms large. Hounds' last 4 runs coming on 2-run homers. 5 innings apart. Swing, fly ball, right field. Trinkle coming on. Will he get there? He will. Makes the catch. Well, that ball, again, the wind really pushed that. Caden made a good reaction. He almost, when I say froze, that just the appearance from here. But getting a look at it, engaging it, and then had to turn it on a little bit. But he got there, did Caden Trinkle for the out, one man down. And anytime you have that much wind, you're talking about 6 ounces of Rawlings baseball. And, well, you know the wind is going to win at some point. Here's Daniel Mateo. Pitch from Grant, foul back, count 0-1. Bottom half of the ninth inning. Education Day, a kids' day here. Good bunch of grown-ups as well. Stretch by Grant, 0-1 count. Mateo waits, pitched by Holman. Inside ball, 1-1-1. Kellen Strom on deck, Liam Hicks in the hole. They are the top of the riders' order. Grant looks in, has a sign, comes set at the belt, short lead at first. Pitch swung on, bouncing ball up the middle. Going to be handled, flipped to shortstop on the first ball game. Rockhounds turn it 4-6-3. Saheed, the Jack Winkler on to first base. Boy, that was nicely handled. Ball hit behind the bag at second. Saheed made a really pretty play. Underhanded it to Jack Winkler on to first, and the Hounds close this thing out. Second double play of the game for the Rockhounds, and this one is a game winner. So in the inning, it's no runs on a base hit, no errors, nobody left on base. And boy, the Rockhounds, as I watch the guys exchange the high five. All together now, who's at the very end of that line? You got it. Manager Gregorio Petit. I'm sure a lot of managers do this, but G does it absolutely on purpose. I love it. The Hounds are now 5-2 on this pivotal road trip with five games to go. And they claim the opener in a pivotal series for the team they have been battling all season, but this is the first time they have met. Our final score is 7-3. Rockhounds take the opener. G and the guys exchange high fives. Kudos, fellas, on a 7-3 win in the opener of this series. Back with the totals after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
Rockhounds 7 and the Frisco Rough Riders 3. Rockhounds, by the way, improved to 26-14 through the first 40 games of this season. By the way, Mother Nature has such a twisted sense of humor. The clouds have increased again, and now with the game some 97 seconds over, now I can see the computer screen with just enough cloudiness interrupting the sun. Thank you very much, Ma Nature. Rockhounds, 7 runs, 7 hits, no errors. The Rockhounds, now they did bounce into one double play, but the Hounds left one man on base in this game. One. 7-7-0. And that O is important again. The defense has struggled a bit of late. 7 runs, 7 hits, no errors, and a man left. Frisco, 3 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They left 6 men on base, bounced into 2 double plays, and had a base-running, well, really kind of a base-running miscue back in the 5th inning. But it's 3-10 and O, 6 men left on base for the Rough Riders. The starters will be the pitchers of record. James Gonzalez, now 2-0, ERA dropped down to 4.70. And Josh Steven, 0-2, a 6.04 ERA for Frisco. He takes the loss in this ballgame. He was actually dominant through a good portion of it, but a 5-run third inning is the difference in this ballgame. And boy, that home run late from Shane McGuire, very big. 2-run home run, Colby Thomas in the third. He's the 11th of the year. RBI is 29 and 30. And Shane McGuire, 2-run home run in the 8th inning. I mentioned Shane had not reached base, by the way, but he has now reached base as he had that home run. He's reached base in 24 of 25 games in which he has been to the plate at least one time. Time of the ball game. Wow, really? Never even looked at the clock. That's a good sign. 2 hours and 16 minutes is all it took. 9,113, many of them under 4 feet tall, near this morning and early afternoon in Frisco. Second look at this ball game is upcoming. Boy, the bottom line is a good one and a happy one. 7 games into a 12-game road trip. Hounds win for the 5th time in 7, and they win for the first time here in the opener of this series against Frisco. Final score from Riders Field, the Hounds 7, the Riders 3.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
We've been mentioning Mother Nature is really threatening here in the area. In fact, some severe thunderstorms are possible with large hail. Oh, good. Let me get back to the hotel parking lot, which is covered. Thank you very much. It's treacherous, but it's covered. They are unrolling the tarp here, so yeah, you know that weather may be an issue. And in fact, again, the forecast, I'm not going to worry about that much right now. This game's in the books, but the forecast is a little dicey through at least a good portion of our stay here in Frisco. But that stay begins with a 7-3 Rockhounds win. Here is your goofy statistic of the day. Team scores played 9 innings of baseball. Each team came to the plate in nine innings, with, of course, home team having to hit in the ninth. Team A got the leadoff man on base one time. Team B got the leadoff man on base 8 out of 9 times. So which team won? Well, of course, Team A. Goodness, that really defies baseball logic. Riders got a leadoff double from Cody Freeman in the second inning. He steals third base and scores on a bounce out. The only inning in which the Rockhounds got the leadoff man on base is the third. That was a single by Jason Rosario. Denzel Clark walked. Caden Trinkle flew out to center field. And then, on 3 swings, the Rockhounds produced 5 runs. Cooper Bowman singles to right, extends his hit streak to 17 games, drives in his 30th of the year, as Rosario will score. Jack Winkler then sends a single down the left field line. That will score 2. Denzel scoring easily from third. And Cooper, who had hustled to second base on the throw on his single, scores easily from second. 3-0 game on Jack Winkler's 23rd and 24th ribbies of the year. Colby Thomas, who had then on a first pitch swing. I mean, that ball is gone the instant the baseball contacts bat. That thing way out of here. Wind, I'm sure, helped a little in terms of just pushing it further. But on a calm day, same thing. Way out of here. 2-run home run. RBIs 29 and 30 for Colby. And it was 5-1. Riders continue to threaten in every inning. Leadoff man on in the fifth inning. Framier Chavez with a single. Daniel Mateo then singles to right center field. Chavez coming to third. But Mateo tries to stretch it to a double. Really question, and again, you love the enthusiasm and the desire, but not a good choice. It's Caden Trinkle to Jack Winkler. 9-6 put out, and that turns out to be big. Mateo was on, or would have been on at first base, would have been first and third. Kellen Strom, third straight single in the inning. That brings home Chavez, but then a flyout by Liam Hicks and a bounce out by Aaron Zavala. But the Riders might have done a little more damage there. 3 consecutive hits to open the inning, but only 1 run scores. In the top of the 8th inning, the Rockhounds take that 5-2 lead into the inning, and Shane McGuire lifts a two-run home run to the deep power alley in right center field. Jack Winkler had walked. He will score on the two-run home run by Shane, third of the year, RBIs 15 and 16. Well, that's a big swing of the bat. A 5-2 game became 7-2. Riders got a run in the last of the eighth. Leadoff walk to Liam Hicks. He will come across to score. Sack fly by Josh Hatcher. Leadoff singled in the ninth inning. Again, 8 out of 9 times, Riders had the leadoff guy on. Hounds turned their second double play of the game, and that will put a wrap on this ball game. 7-3 is the score. So the Hounds are 26-14. Riders 24-15. Top two, as we mentioned, in the Texas League. And I believe the totals we gave you, yep, they are correct. 7-7-0 for the Rockhounds, 3-10-0 for the Rough Riders. Home run number 11 for Colby Thomas, and home run number 3 for Shane McGuire in this ball game. James Gonzalez is 2-0 with the victory. Loss goes to Josh Steven, who falls to 0-2 on the season. I mentioned, boy, ball game went quickly. 2 hours, 16 minutes in the baseball daylight time. All sorts of kiddos in the ballpark. A whole bunch of them are still here as they will head to their school buses and head back to the classrooms. But for the Rockhounds, man, just a terrific start to this home, or rather to this series with the Rough Riders, which will continue evenings for the next 6:35. In fact, tomorrow will be our start time. We expect to see Gunnar Hoagland. Again, Jack Perkins and Domingo Robles both added to the roster for the Rockhounds, and that gives the Hounds a full roster for the first time on this road trip. So we'll see how that might affect the rotation, might have a couple of piggyback starts, etc. But it should be Gunner tomorrow evening, and we'll get you all updated on that as we get you game two tomorrow evening. So we'll see you at 6:25 for the second game of this set, and sure hope we're going to see you 1 week from today, 1 week from this evening. In fact, when the Rockhounds return home to host the Corpus Christi Hooks, and boy, the really pennant race is now in full tilt boogie. 40th game of the season was played today, and the Rockhounds win a big one by the final score of 7-3. A pleasure, privilege, actually, as always, to bring you Hounds baseball for all of us for the Rockhounds. By the way, if you guys listening back in the office, have a good rest of the day. For all of us for the Rockhounds in Frisco, Bob Hards with our final score, Hounds 7 and the Riders 3. And until tomorrow evening, we'll say so long, Red, so long, Leo, and so long, Mr. Scully. And so long, my friends, from Riders Field in the Metroplex.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.